It's almost that feeling that we've met before.
So tell me that you don't think I'm crazy when I tell you love is come here and now. A moment like this. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Some people wait forever for that one special kiss.
Oh, I can't believe it's happening to me. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Mickey? Joe, like, that was very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Has anyone ever told you that you have one of the best falsettos I've ever heard?
Yeah. I think I'm hearing that pretty often. Like, honestly, really often.
No, like, why am I mad all of a sudden? It's just kind of like...
Oh, you're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous because I know that I also have an amazing falsetto. So it's just like...
Yeah, that's... That just put a really sour taste in my mouth. And... Why are you finishing my... An even more sour taste on my upper lip.
You've been sniffing?
I actually know, but I feel like you have unleashed, like, something so terrifying and dark-sided in this planet of, like...
My stinky, stanky warriors out there.
Yeah, like, the stinkers are out and about, like, and they're really feeling celebrated by what you're doing. Yeah,
I honestly, like, have, like, an allegiance of grape stompers, lip smellers,
What else do you have? Garlic fingers?
Yeah, garlic fingers.
Pink eye hole rubbers.
Hole rubbers, exactly. And I honestly think that, like, there needed to be a space for those that are just dirty, gross, and a little bit weird. And I'm happy to admit it. And everyone wants to say, like, keep those thoughts in your mind. But you're saying... I think that when people tell you that, you need to do the complete opposite. And you do need to say what you want to say. Because I want to look Sarah Bareilles in her eyes and say... Thank you.
Sarah Bareilles. We honestly owe her a paycheck.
Because the amount of times that we reference her.
Yeah, like, we're using her IP more often than I care to admit.
Yeah.
Remember King of Anything?
Yeah.
That was honestly...
Who says if you disagree, you and not me, who made you king of anything?
And you dare tell me who to be, who died. And made you king of anything.
No, like, the thing is about her, though, like, that I'm going to put it to rest for Sarah Bareilles. It's like, you singing those lyrics, it was like I was hearing them again for the first time.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember posting to my Facebook status, had to be maybe 8th or 9th grade. Had to be. I got Facebook in 8th grade. So 8th or 9th grade, my Facebook status was... So many things I'd say if only I were able, but I just keep quiet and count the cars that pass by. That's gay.
No, you were saying.
Like, I was like, I wish I could come out.
I wish I could come out. I literally wish
I commented and said, Joe, this is sort of not straight. And the ice cold blood that rushed through my body in that moment.
You were
the
like.
Fear, the panic. I was like, I'm being found out. Delete.
You're like, I like girls.
I literally like Sarah Bareilles is really fucking hot.
The fact that he commented that and then you immediately deleted it is also so
it's
good.
It's really indicative. He's literally like, yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Facebook statuses in general. I mean, you could have followed clues
there. I'm haunted by my Facebook statuses.
Haunted. Don't text or text. Sleepy.
New phone. Remember getting a new phone every 2 weeks?
Yeah, just so you could be like, lost contacts.
New phone, need numbers, message me.
Message me, like this status. Oh, jeez.
What were you liking statuses about?
I hated those.
Whose status?
The rate me.
Were you getting rated?
I was getting rated.
I was too afraid to ever be rated.
To even do that?
I forgot if I could, like, move. We're using handheld mics today because why not?
Why not?
And I could, like, move.
That's actually better for the listeners.
Yeah, no, I think that this is ultimately for the listeners' sake.
Yeah.
And because I'm tired of screwing that little mic in. What were your ratings usually?
What were the categories? It was kind of like attractiveness was one of them. I feel like personality you're always
10 out of 10.
Sometimes they would give me an 8.8
because you were a little bitch. Yeah.
And I mean, I guess you're right. Like, it could have been an 8.8, but attractiveness, I don't think that people were trying to ever be mean, but it was usually like a 7. It was averaging around. I'm gonna say
that's generous. Like, that was kind of them
at the time.
Yeah,
absolutely. I agree. And like, looking back on it, it should have been motivating.
No,
for me it was
to stop brushing your hair into a comb over.
Yeah, that. I mean, if only somebody told me that wasn't you.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, you could tell me really anything, and sometimes it goes in one ear and out the other. Not anymore. You tell me things, and I basically put my life on hold. I'm like, you're literally right.
Maggie. That was Maggie.
Maggie, you got me so scared. Wait, Joe.
No, I'm not. I'm pitching a 10. How do I? This crotch is so big. Okay. If anyone told me the crotch is big on the pants, is what I said. Why are you shaking your head? If anyone told me anything at that age, like, didn't need to be an expert, didn't need to be someone that even respected, if someone said anything to me, I was gonna believe it.
Yeah.
So if a random, like, if a random girl in my 7th grade class said, you're a 4 out of 10 hotness, I would believe that for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
So I couldn't even find that out.
I mean, again, we've mentioned this before. A girl said, I'm gonna have a short life, and
we're still talking about it.
And we're still talking about it, and I'm finding reasons to believe her still to this day.
I feel like I've kind of moved on for you.
Thank you.
I think that you got that. You got past it.
I did. Again, it our health scare is out. Like, it freaks me out. The 27 Club. It freaks me out.
You're not going to be, and I hate to say this.
What?
There's no world where you are going to be famous enough to be considered a member of the 27 Club in 3 months.
I literally have 7 months. So you better shh, because who knows? I have a year and 6 months.
Even then.
Okay, so I always can create a new chapter.
Yeah.
29 Club.
Yeah.
No, I'm living. It was either, I think, honestly, it was either 24 or 88.
88 seems like a stretch.
That's so messed up.
Good Children!
Hey, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Good Children, the podcast's where hosts Joe Hedges
and Andrew Muscarella
reflect on our 21 years of friendship, growing up in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and all of the nostalgia, trauma, and internet sensations that entails.
Speaking of internet sensations,
what?
Holding this microphone in my hand, I feel like an internet sensation.
Do you?
Yeah. How do you hold the mic?
Right now, do you see how I'm holding right now?
With the tightest grip? I honestly think you're losing circulation.
I can't even move my arm. My hand is shaking.
I always wanted to be that bitch. Yeah, exactly. Or someone who is singing, they're always smacking their hands with the mic. You know what I mean?
No.
It's like a very Christina Aguilera.
Like, hey.
I'm so sorry. I can't keep giving you compliments like that, but like, it, really very good.
I am this generation's Christina Aguilera.
You have always been.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about internet sensations, but we're really going to be talking about live performances. We're going to be planning out our live show on this podcast.
One month away. November 22nd.
At the Bell House in Brooklyn, and you better be there.
You better be there. It's like not fucking funny.
No, it's not. We're not joking anymore.
We have tens of thousands of listeners on this podcast. I want to see lines like, yep. It's competing with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade
or American Idol.
Oh my God.
I want people waiting outside to be called into the producers.
Yeah.
And we're the producers. And we're, actually, it's not going to be a live
Everyone's
show.
Everyone's going to Hollywood.
You're
going
to walk in and we're going to say, sing.
You know, we've been trying to find time to get together, me and you, and like actually talk.
It's been really hard lately.
It's been hard because like we just like have been, our schedules are so different.
And it's so incredibly
we
different.
We live on opposite ends of the apartment. And it's like really hard to find
time. And I've been out lately. I've been going out lately.
You went to see Bros last night alone.
You're going to put that out in the public. I did go see Bros alone by myself, and I don't know why I didn't know what it was about.
Because all we know about it is that it's a gay movie.
And I was like, Billy Eichner, ha ha ha, I get there. And he's and it's literally like, oh my God, I love your podcast. And he's like, thanks. And then immediately goes to a Grindr hookup, and it's like, I hate Grindr. And I'm like, I'm going to actually jump off myself. I'm gonna jump. I am gonna right now. As I'm eating the popcorn, the snow caps, the soda, and have my hood up.
Were you like in disguise? You were hoping no one recognized you?
Yeah, I was hoping the five people in the theater were gonna recognize me.
Oh, the other thing we're doing. Duh, we're reacting to old videos.
We're swimming underwater and we're talking and we have no need to breathe.
Oh my God, how could we
because
forget?
Because if there's one thing that combines what we're talking about today, which is the internet meets performance, it is the videos, as you know, as we know, the vault.
And the grand delusions that we thought we were internet sensations at that time.
Andrew, I am so scared to watch today's videos because I have not looked at them. I just like clicked in to make sure we were both in the video.
It looks like we're pretty close in some of them.
And that one, we'll talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
But that one is the one. It's a big game lined up for you guys today. We have two great competitors and we're going to get started right now. Seacrest out. You're giving very Tumblr. Speaking of the internet, you're dressed very Tumblr.
Right now?
Yeah, like this is a very Tumblr-y outfit.
That's really crazy because I didn't even have one.
I know, but like this is, I hate to say it, like very me in high school in like a good way.
Thank you.
Like the collared shirt, the crew neck.
Very nice compliment.
The docs.
I've always been chasing that book.
Me in high school?
Yeah.
It's honestly like, you know me in Tumblr. Like Tumblr was the epicenter of culture. And I do believe the Tumblr kids now, like as adults, are probably the ones who are like in charge. I'm sure Bella Hadid had an insane Tumblr account. You know for a fact that you don't become Bella Hadid. I don't think that Gigi Hadid had a Tumblr.
You don't think she did?
Why? I feel like Gigi Hadid just like didn't have a Tumblr, but Bella Hadid did. Kylie Jenner had a Tumblr.
Yep, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
I remember there was
I want to meet that girl.
Kylie? Mm-hmm. You know she is just like interesting to me.
So interesting. Because honestly, she doesn't even have to say anything and I'm laughing.
She just needs to actually move her eyes. And I'm cracking up. She really fascinates me. Mm-hmm. She is a true enigma. I remember at one point there was a fake Tumblr that was like Miley's fake Tumblr. It wasn't actually Miley, but I believed it was.
What
and
were
like
they posting
just like random things, but she was like, you know, like DM me, and like I messaged her and I was like, if this is Miley, like send me a key smash back, and she did. And I actually like remember throwing my body backwards, like I was hit by a truck, and like running around my house being like, Miley Cyrus just messaged me, like Miley, like the Miley Cyrus.
Were you telling you? I'm sure you told me that she did.
I'm sure I told everybody.
Yeah.
Remember Scarlett Takes a Tumble?
I actually do remember Scarlett Takes a Tumble.
No, I can't help but think. No, I can't help.
No, I don't.
And she falls. She takes a tumble.
Oh.
I would love to meet her. My dream, and this has been a dream for a long time, I want to get Scarlett Takes a Tumble, Grape Lady Falls, Antoine Dodson, obviously Rebecca Black.
Yep.
Anyone else of that time period, like in a room together. Like,
and say what happened.
Even like Berries and Cream. I know he's like back, but
Berries
like
and Cream.
He like all those people were like centrifugal.
Yep.
To me, those people are like the biggest stars to me.
Yeah.
And they're like enigmas.
The way that the Grape Lady Falls, like after that video dropped, everybody was talking about it and I was going around school. Everyone's going around school like, oh, 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 oh. Like, wait, like she really got really, hurt.
We were getting our pleasure from her pain.
Exactly. She got really hurt because if anybody is making a guttural sound like that, like you literally needed to stop the camera.
No, yeah, and we were like,
she fell. Rewind.
Oh my god, though, but that was the golden age of like YouTube. Like, yeah. Remember Farmville?
I remember Farmville.
How could you possibly forget Farmville?
How can you forget Farmville?
Farmville, like, truly did initiate in me the prehistoric urge to hunt and gather.
Yep.
Like, I was online harvesting crops being mm-hmm. like, one day, this is going to be my real life.
Yep. And I will say, Joe, like, since you did grow up on a farm, like, it basically was always your life. You were
You're just actually doing a really virtual right.
component of it now.
It was kind of nice to have a digital version because, like, the yeah. real life is tough. Like, growing up on that Very. Farm, I was waking up at, like, 6, 4, sometimes yep. even 4 a.m. to, like, yeah. get to work on the crops. Harvest
the crops.
Especially I think harvesting season. I didn't go to school.
No. Yeah, I never I was, saw you.
Yeah, I had to go. I had to just wake up and harvest.
Yeah. And, like, when I was playing Farmville, I just recognized and realized that, like, anything that I have like put my hands into or like harvest or anything just like dies.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like Lilo
dead, like my crops withered. Like just it kind of I don't know how to say it because it really did put things into perspective for me.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying like I can't even sustain my life, so how can I sustain others?
Yeah, but you also are someone who like digitally like you okay.
I like just like had a release.
Right. Okay. You're someone who like I feel like your digital life you don't care. Like no, you're really much don't. More based in reality.
Yes.
And I'm based in virtual reality.
Yeah.
But like Farmville had 12-year-olds in a chokehold being like
I want a gazebo.
I want a villa and it's going to take me 4 hours to harvest my strawberry crops. Yep. And I must be back on Facebook to yep. harvest those crops or I will end my life.
And you get like a notification you're like in school. You're like, I have to go.
You're like, and it was also, it was like the time before like smartphones.
Yep.
I feel like I was like opening up the internet. Facebook.
Yeah.
Like slowly watching the bar load to be like harvest. Like
you're like, I hope
my dad doesn't see that I'm paying $4.99 a minute
yep.
to harvest my crops in the middle of earth science.
Yep. I mean, that makes sense.
Speaking of like spending money on things that aren't real.
So nervous.
I remember this was one of the darkest days of my life. It must have been 2011.
Okay.
So I was older.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
15.
I was probably
14. Oh no, now it's weird.
I was probably 14.
Okay.
And you know what? I was probably filling the void from Webkinz. I was addicted at 14 years old to a cupcake making app where you just like digitally selected a frosting, selected a batter, selected a wrapper, decorated it, put sprinkles on it, and that was the whole app. My no. iTunes was linked to my sister's debit card.
No.
I spent $400 on the cupcake making
app. Your sister's in college. She's like, Joe, I literally need the $400 back.
Yeah, and she said, like, my iTunes was hacked. Like, someone spent $400 on a cupcake making app. Obviously, she told my dad. Obviously, they both deduced this has to be Joe. I'm in hysterics.
Were sobbing. You going along with the lie?
No, I was like, I was hysterically crying, being like, I didn't know that I spent that much money. Like, I spent $400 on like digital That's so on brand frosting. For
you. The fact that you were digitally making cupcakes and I was actually making cupcakes is. So on brand for it's us.
A perfect reflection of who we are.
Yeah. Again, virtual and then
we were spending the same amount of money.
Reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian Hollywood. I must have put at least $2,000 of my own money into that app.
Can we talk about any live? Have you done many live performances in your life in the day?
That's a great question. And I'm really grateful that you asked it because I've been meaning to talk about my work as Jesus Christ in the Passions of the Christ, in the Stations of the Christ at St. James Church. As
Stations of the Cross?
Yep, I went to Catholic
school. Stations of the Christ. Was it at Catholic school or was it at...
It was at St. James. I was a child.
Yeah.
I played...
That was the best.
I played, and I know you're going to be jealous, Crucify Jesus. I had no lines. I simply just stood as if I was crucified in front of the entire church. And I was like, I'm literally playing the main character. Like, I am the main character of the Bible.
I played Joseph.
Daddy?
I was daddy and you were main character. Yeah.
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 That is one of my only experiences with live shows. I have a real bad feeling you have a few more.
I do have a few more experiences with live shows, I will say. And I do want to bring up a live show that you also were a part of. And not yet. Not yet. But we're going to get there. Mm-hmm. You're going to... You know exactly the one that I'm thinking of.
Is it Because of Winn-Dixie? The stage adaptation we did?
No.
I'm not a bad man. I'm just not a lucky man.
No, 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 no. It's not necessarily a live show, but it was a live performance. I did have a lot of experience when it came to acapella. Yes, I
Everyone's did. Shocked. The viewers yes. are shocked.
I know.
Acapella? Andrew?
Guys, I had my Troy Bolton moment. I don't know if I mentioned this.
You're calling it a Troy Bolton moment.
I was
you have playing about lacrosse. This, I think.
Yeah, and then I quit, and then I joined the acapella group. And I will say,
that's a acapella Ben Platt moment.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Troy Bolton was like, I'm going to do the musical. Like, you're
yeah, but I mean, if you kind of like think about it in the same light, it's kind of like, I played a sport my whole life, and then I'm like, I'm going to sing. No one knows I sing.
I feel like everyone knew you sang.
I don't think.
The thing about Troy Bolton is like he was like giving straight and it was like you can't.
And so was I. I will say with acapella though, I, before any performance, treated it as if though I was Cher. And I was heading onto the stage.
No.
I was eating saltine crackers.
Andrew, what is wrong with you?
I was drinking 100 ounces of water. I was not speaking the entire day. And then I would eat a clove of garlic before I got on stage.
Like, you're actually Selena Gomez.
No, I know. Love will every stranger, the hell did I think I was?
It's actually so... I feel like actual performers don't even do that.
Absolutely not.
But you were like, I'm performing with the chimes. Yeah. I'm going to take this really fucking seriously.
Really, really seriously. I'm going to give it all I got. I have 3 solos this semester that I worked my ass off for. Trying out for those solos, I was cutthroat. I was so
nasty. I'm sure you were.
Nasty.
I'm sure but you were.
Every single time I get on a stage... I'm shaky, daky, quirky.
Kidding.
I wish I was. I wish I was. Something comes over me. I black out. And then I'm ready.
That's how I feel like giving a class project.
Like, oh my gosh, class projects. That basically is a live
that's
performance.
That's a live performance.
Yeah, it is.
You're like, you're in the seat. You're like, I'm actually going to fucking kill it. Like, I'm going to go up to that smart board. I'm going to press my little fucking yep. space bar. And I'm going to present. And then you get up there.
And you're like, Joe?
And you're and like, So the economy in China is based
good.
Mainly around, and then you stutter and then you're like, fuck.
Everyone thinks I'm stupid.
Yeah.
It does stink. Like I'll any school performance, any college, like not college performance, college presentation, I would take a double shot of espresso before it. I was shaking.
That's psychotic.
Like, you guys need to invest in Stanley Black & Decker because they're great.
That degree really paid off.
Look at me. I was filing my taxes. I was literally just filing my taxes.
Your 2021 taxes.
Stressed, being like, I don't even know what this means.
You called your dad immediately.
It was like, Dad? Then I was like, wait, I graduated from a business school.
The class presentations, were you someone so like, okay... It's like whatever we're doing. It's like PowerPoint day.
Yep.
Are you someone who's volunteering to go first or are you hoping you go last?
I'm volunteering to go first.
Because you want it over with?
I wanted it over with. Because again, if I know that the presentation is happening that day, the worst fucking feeling is knowing that there's 2 days that the presentations
are
happening.
Yeah, you get stuck with
day two. And you didn't go on the first day. Mm-hmm. You get stuck on the second day. How do I sleep at night?
The level of pressure that we put on ourselves mm-hmm. to present to 28 kids in yep. a classroom on a random Tuesday that you will forget about
yep.
forever.
But But you, again, it's the idea or thinking that they're going to judge you or what they're going to think about you is more important than what you're going to say.
Yeah. Speaking of live performances, we have to talk about the fact that you literally gave a live performance this past week on a cruise ship. And if I'm going to give you one note, it was too short.
I take criticism well.
I'm not, but it's not even criticism.
No,
it was too short. I just wish you went longer.
I'll tell you one thing. Again, back to my point about blacking out. I blacked
out. Yeah, I looked at you in the eyes and there was nothing there.
I didn't even see you.
Yeah, it was warrior mode.
Yeah, it was warrior mode. Again, I'm against 11 men for Mr. Sexy Legs in front of 4 women from New Jersey.
Yeah, wait, can you reestablish what the contest is?
All right. So we're on the Norwegian cruise. There's Mr. Sexy Legs 2022 competition is going. Joe's family, everybody's like, Andrew, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. They call 4 women up to be the judges. I size them up. I'm like, I got this one in the bag.
Yeah.
3 from New Jersey, 1 from Andover, Massachusetts. I was like, forget about it, girls. Easy. Like, easy.
And then what'd you get?
You guys, I got Mr. Hairy Legs 2022. I got the superlative. I got the superlative because you know what? All of these men are shaving their legs. The man behind me.
What's going on with straight men?
What are they? Bring back our men because. Bring back our men because the man behind me was like, oh, I hope I win Mr. Pale Legs. I mean, I just shaved my legs for this.
Literally, what happened to America's men? Why are they shaving their legs?
Why are they shaving their legs?
Speaking of shaving.
Please.
What do you want? I just wanted to bring up our sponsor, Manscaped. I'm going to read you this one. Michael Myers sure is scary, but the last thing you need is to be hairy this Halloween. Luckily, our friends at Manscaped launched their 4th generation performance package to make sure your pumpkins get the ultimate carving experience on this spooky day. Turn your bite-sized treat into a king-sized candy and join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code GOODCHILDREN. Make the right call this spooky season. It's trick or trim.
What was the treat one? The small candy into a big...
Turn your bite-sized treat into a king-sized candy.
Are they talking about my sack?
That's good children at manscaped.com. I think it's time that maybe we shift our attention to the screen and react to some videos.
I would love to have been waiting for this moment.
I'm sick to my little stummy.
Oh my god. I left the red tank.
You did.
Hey, Chad,
can
I ask what you loser?
That was it.
I can dance.
What do I say here?
Hey, Chad, can I ask what you loser?
Hate sharing class with you?
Yeah, that was slurred.
Hey, Chad, can I ask what you loser? I can dance. What does that have to do with the topic? Anyway, no, you can't. You're a loser.
Yeah.
No, I can. Prove it. Fine. Hit it, JJ.
Oh.
Let's do this.
Wait, the jiggle?
Wait.
Oh, wait.
Andrew, the way you can move your feet.
I'm going to be swinging these heels.
Wait, you're performing for Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
Did you smack your ass?
I smacked my ass. I did smack my ass. Did I do the whole dance?
I mean,
I'm so sorry. Like, Maddie Ziegler. Wishes.
No, you are found this dead. Generation's Maddie Ziegler. Andrew.
I'm like really
inappropriate. You're like not even laughing. You're like stone face smacking your ass.
Oh. I'm just following anything that you do.
We're kind of killing
it. I'm gonna smack again. I know. I feel. Yep.
Whoa. Fine. You're okay. I was kind of fun dancing with you, though. Anyway. Freak.
Yeah, that tracks. That would track. Same day?
Yep. Dude, I told you a million times we're not going to be able to try out for this stupid audition. Who would want to be a middle school play?
Yeah. You've always been repressed.
This is an artifact. This is exactly us now.
It is.
But get off me. Your phone. Please stop pushing me, touching me, and everyone.
That was good. That was good acting.
Really good acting.
I believed it. I've never had any of them.
Let's go back to the middle school to try for the play.
Oh, please.
Please?
Fine.
I'm actually gonna cry. You're so sweet. You're like the sweetest little boy. Like the sweetest, gayest little boy.
I'm like begging you to go back to the middle school play.
Try out for the play.
Because I really wish I did.
Why didn't we try out for the plays in middle school?
Middle school, at least.
Why?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Like, that is actually really crazy to think about. I obviously wanted to be in that.
Same. But I feel like you were more adamantly against it.
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely, again, internalized homophobia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, guys, we got a last resort.
Have we talked about Tom and Jeff? This was my classic.
Have we talked Tom and Jeff?
We have talked a little bit.
Like, the explanation as to what Tom and Jeff was.
Not really.
In case you missed it, Tom and Jeff was, like, our straight solution to our... It was like our straight saunas. Mm-hmm. We were straight baiting.
Yeah, we were. We were playing football. We were doing
football,
it all.
Football, Southern football players.
Southern football
players. Tom and Jeff. And they went to like football camp, football boarding school, basically. Yep. And I don't know what this video is. I just know that we...
I'm sitting
our
on
lives.
Your lap.
Yeah.
Ready for the couch.
But it makes me sad because like, why did that stop?
Because we're like, I can't look you in the face.
No, this is like actually... Our flip-flops.
What about Tom and Jeff? I figured you want Tom and Jeff. It should be
this
Tom
is, like,
and
weirdly
Jeff.
Weirdly homoerotic.
I was just about to say that.
Jeff and Tom. Tom and Jeff. Give me Tom.
Tom and Jeff.
Jeff.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes!
My leg, my feet.
Yes!
No, Joe, are we gonna make out? Like, I don't know if this is a funny podcast.
That video, this video is the one that we put on YouTube and we got called faggots for. This was the beginning of the end. And I get it. Like, we were really, really, really physically close here.
Yeah, like, it's really close.
Like, that's Ina and Jeffrey vibes.
Yeah. No,
hi.
Same shirt.
I'm Joe Hedges making a public announcement. If you enjoyed this amazing movie that we had just go on, then you would really enjoy the soundtrack to it. I'm sure you would. Andrew, name a few songs.
What is my face like that?
How about Aardvark in Town? Aardvark in Town.
The fact that my room had this mural, I like love talking about it. It cracks me up.
Joe.
It cracks me up.
It's so good. I never forgot. I was like, that was...
It was like my... Because I was obsessed
was
with
museum.
Them trading, trading places, boys versus girls. Mm-hmm. And they would like do exactly this. And that's what I got.
Aardvark on a plane. Aardvark on a plane.
Are these real songs?
No, we're making them up on the spot.
Yeah.
Aardvark in Town. Aardvark on the plane. Aardvark on the plane. I know
this
song.
It's later.
That's Andrew's song.
I'm sure I'll cut it short.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the camera's already off.
Can you see a big spider avoidant try to run away?
Run away.
But if you don't make it, try to stay. Stay calm, stay calm. If you die, don't go cry, because you are dead. I love you, you love me. get him out of here before it creeps anyone else out. Okay.
As he gets another big box.
Actually, like, don't even know how to process that one. I don't know how to process that one for a few reasons. One, that was angelic.
Yeah.
Two, why was it the saddest thing I was ever heard?
Fucking Castle on the Cloud from Les Mis. Like, what?
If you die, don't go cry, because you are dead.
We're actually Anna and Maya in a crazy way. Like, it yeah, this sucks is kind that, of like, the part of our lives that we capture the most content of is the most annoying.
Yeah.
Like, the peak, yep. peak annoying.
Oh, my God.
This is so, Andrew.
55 minutes.
I mean, so... Wait a minute. How come... We're standing on the river and we're talking.
Like, what? No, look, what?
Oh, no! I'm dying! Look!
I don't want to ever talk about my ass as a child. I'm thumped up.
Wow.
Do we have some things to talk about?
I have a lot to think about. I feel like I just watched, like, a really horrifying episode of Girls.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that was fun to watch.
I'm feeling haunted.
I mean, those outfits were kind of slaying.
I do feel like I knew more then than I do now about the gay experience.
Absolutely.
I would like to return to that forum. That's
the fact that, like, our legs were basically touching in that one video.
That we would never do that now.
Never.
So you think that we were, like, driven apart?
Mm-hmm. That's why when I was watching that, I kind of like, what was the catalyst? What happened?
The video that one of the videos is the one that we posted that commented and said,
"Oh yeah,
faggots." And now he's in prison. The next time you're gonna perform is gonna be.
At
the live show.
It's going to be the next time I'm ever on stage singing. And I'm going to be singing. Yeah, we're going to be singing.
Yeah. I don't know if everyone's prepared for that. Like, that's something that's going to shock people.
I think that everyone's coming in there. We're like, we're going to make you laugh. And we're going to make you laugh. Because at the end of the day, we're there to entertain.
We're there to be triple threats.
Yes.
Like, we're there to prove that we can do everything.
Yeah.
And we're there to make you laugh.
Yeah.
You're going to leave feeling good. You might you might sob a little bit in the middle of it.
I think you're going to sob at the beginning, middle, and end.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Because not only are you getting comedy, not only are you getting musical performances,
not only are you getting dances, not only are you getting skits, not only are you getting videos from the vault,
not only are we bringing you up on stage if you consent,
if you consent.
Volunteer.
You might have an Oprah moment.
There might be something under your seat.
There might be something under your seat.
We can't promise it yet.
And we can't promise it yet, but something
we are working with
in the work.
I don't want to give too much more away, though, because I don't want to spoil the whole thing. But, like, I do think some iconic characters from our past might show up.
I agree.
I do think people might meet a few people that we've discussed, a few really important women.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they might appear.
A few of them.
Is this
just going to be a drag show?
Yeah. I think it's time for...
The Girls Room. I can't... You know what? Speaking of live, I can't wait for The Girls Room live.
Oh my God. That's all I'm going to say. You're so right.
That's all I'm going to say.
We have a pretty thought-provoking question this week that I have... I think it's like...
Jeez.
Oh, you're sick about that?
Yeah, you know me with thoughts...
You hate them.
I hate them.
You hate thinking.
I hate thinking, but I'm doing it nonstop.
I think my close family friend is gay, and I want to let him know he can open up to me about it and not have to suppress it any longer. I understand it will take time, and he's not ready yet. I'm just worried for his mental health.
The only thing I would recommend doing is just proving that you are a person that, like, they can feel safe around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actively... actually being an ally and, like, creating a safe space. I think that all you can really do, because like, you're not going to be like, hey, are you gay? Yeah. Like, don't
that's
do that.
That's the last question that I want to hear if someone's going to make me feel comfortable.
And don't overdo it. No. Don't be like, gay rights.
I think it's should just, we go to the pride parade?
I would literally think it's a matter of just proving that you're someone who they can feel safe around.
Yeah. And maybe you're like, let's watch Glee.
I feel like the podcast is 80 to 100% straight girls who listen to this. Yeah. So while I'm here, I'm just going to say another thing. And this is something that's been really haunting me for a couple of weeks. Like, we got to cool it. We got to cool it with the hunty giving mask straight. Yeah. Like, the gay lingo. Like,
Benny Drama did it.
If you're a capital A ally and you saw the Benny Drama straight girl video and it reminded you of you, let's do some inner work this week.
Let's do some inner work. We got to think about it. We're happy that you're allies. We want to be your friend.
But let's just think.
But I'm not your sis.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean.
That's tea. That's tea. Oh my God, all this activism is making me hungry.
I'm starving. Let me get the snack, Joe.
What do we have here?
Today we have Pringles.
I have a few complaints right off the bat. That tube is too small.
I need to say something about that. The man that I bought this from at this stunning bodega down the street, he picked it up. He goes, very light.
My fist can't fit down that hole.
And I hate to bring up my invention again for salsa, but if it's for Pringles, we need a push-up pop concept for all of these things that your fists can't fit in, for your hands can't fit in. Why am I tipping it over when I can push it up? When I can push it up. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Thank you. And that's why I ask you, investors.
You're Steve Jobs.
Investors, I'm looking for a 10% stake in my company.
Bum, 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 bum.
Today, we have Pringles. Pringles are an amazing snack, but it's not your average Pringle. Today, we have Pringle push-ups where you can push up your Pringle and it'll always be at the top, ready for your consumption.
I'm interested. I'm Barbara Cochran, and I own this building.
Barbara?
We're in Barbara's home right now.
We're literally...
Barbara Cochran owns the building that we're paying Barbara Cochran rent.
And we're not paying Barbara Cochran a little slice.
No.
She's getting almost too much. Like,
it makes me sick.
Like, Barb. If God, from one Barb to another, like, I actually don't know what you're doing, but... We need to chat.
And she's on TikTok.
I know she is.
You think if we collab with Barbara Cochran, she would give us a month off?
I would hope.
Quack, quack.
If I was dead,
do
it would
you remember
be...
when Pringles dropped the snack packs and you gagged?
Mm-hmm.
That was life-changing.
Yeah.
Bringing in a little tub of Pringles to school, you're
opening.
Like...
Opening that lunchbox, mm-hmm. pulling that zipper all the way to the end, and flipping it open and saying, I got the snack pack, you guys. Who's ready to be ducked up?
The curtain closes on another episode of Good Children. Mm-hmm. We laughed, we cried, we explored some deeply troubling childhood videos. And now we bid you adieu.
We bid you adieu. And now you know what we're doing at our live show. So again, if you haven't secured your ticket for the first show.
This is truly your last chance.
Your last chance. So you know where to find it. You go right to the Good Children at Good Children Pod on Instagram. Go to that link tree.
Or you can just go to the link in our bio.
Yes. And purchase those tickets because we are about to have the time of our lives.
We're so excited to see you at our live show. We cannot wait to see you at our live show. There will be dancing and singing and snacks to go around. Check under your seats. Maybe. Don't forget to do your homework.
Like, subscribe, hit that bell button. and spread that good word.
Share.
Rate and review. Rate and review. And the ones that have already rated and reviewed, like, obsessed with you.
Yeah.
Really obsessed with you. Obsessed. Continue to review. And Patreon.
I'm going
to
say something. If you are one of the victims of the Good Children scam of 2022, where we said we would send you a customized video, only if you did it that first 2 weeks, I'm no longer doing this. But we did not get back to a lot of you. So ping us on the message that you sent a couple months ago.
Nicely.
Very kindly. If you say it like it's our fucking job, I will not do it. If you say it kindly, you will get a nice video back. We know we owe you it. We just got lost in the sauce. So please.
So much sauce.
And now I have heartburn.
Yep.
Please, we will do that. And what were you about to say? Patreon. You're gonna want to join Patreon. Like, it's literally it's buck nuts.
It is really buck nuts. Like, the things that we say, like, are things that
I can't even
imagine come out of my mouth. And I do wish I had any layer of myself that wasn't out there in the public. And at this point, I don't.
No, the only thing we've held back so far is legitimately our holes. Like, that's the one thing that's left.
Gonna be happening soon, I guess. It's gonna be loosey-goosey. But yeah, subscribe to the Patreon. It's $7. I know it's tough to get that $7. But just don't eat lunch that day. I'm kidding.
Skip a coffee.
Skip your coffee with oat milk.
And I guess we'll see you next time.
We will see you next
for,
time.
Oh my God. For Halloween.
For Halloween.
You guys don't know what's coming next week. I'm so fucking excited. Yeah, I've been waiting for this since we started the podcast. I cannot believe it's already here. It's actually freaky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's freaky.
It's freaky deaky.
And now, time for an exclusive clip from this Friday's Bad Influences with Good Children.
As a result, I had no clue how to process anything or no clue how to like feel my emotions. And then when I did shrooms the second time, I had this moment where I was like, oh, this is this feeling of love. And I think I replaced love with like sadness a lot of the times. Once that clicked, it was like, all of the other emotions that I've been suppressing like made sense. And I was like, I was still not fully there, but I really at my core like felt for America's men. Do you like spaghetti squash?
I'm gonna make a statement and I'm gonna look at the camera when I say it. Fuck spaghetti squash. Fuck spaghetti squash, because the thing is, nobody wants that mushy shit. Like, you're gonna put sauce on your spaghetti squash? Absolutely not. It's mushy. It's quite frankly disgusting. And like, I don't like it. And it's not supplementing any spaghetti. So like, maybe use a carrot noodle or a zucchini noodle, but not spaghetti squash. What about you, Joe? You want
to
skip it?
I have nothing to add. Have you ever considered making an OnlyFans?
Go to the link in our bio for more exclusive content.
Who cares if you disagree? You and not me. Who made you king of anything? And you dare tell me who to be? Who died and made you king of anything? Oh, 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 oh.